Rob Zicari here. Rob Zicari Show. We are going strong here. We are kicking ass. Not to go back to the last segment, but one of my people emailed me and said, did you see the Rolling Stone magazine? Did you see their tweet? Time to repeal the Second Amendment. Is that amazing? It's just amazing. They gave me a whole, did you see the Rolling Stone? Did you see Whoopi Goldberg? It really is amazing watching everybody on the left use various talking points. Seriously. Just various talking points. It's just insane. It just really is insane. It's just insane. And you guys see that the wife knew about the attack. You see how this is being downplayed? You see how the media is trying to kind of, well, bury it. You see that, right? Don't tell me you guys don't see that. Don't tell me you don't see the media burying that. The wife knew about Omar's intention. The wife knew. The wife knew. After San Bernardino, when me and countless other people, including Trump, said the family knew, the families of all terrorists know. They always know. Not everybody in the family, but a good portion of the family. And now we're finding out the wife knew. She knew. She knew. And the media, man, woo. They are downplaying it. They are downplaying it as much as they can. I mean, they have video. They have video of Omar and his wife purchasing ammunition. If this wife is not charged, there's something going on. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, there's something going on. If this wife is not charged, she's with this guy buying ammunition. This wife should already be in jail. This wife should already be in jail. Do you understand that? And they had a press conference, and the FBI, at least one of the FBI people said, the Bureau will investigate any acts of retaliation against local Muslims. Because They had a big news conference where they wanted to give everybody an update. And it's obvious. It's obvious. And again, we're only knowing what the Obama administration wants us to know. And it's obvious. It's obvious that they believe more people are involved. It's obvious. They got a poster out seeking information about Omar. What information? Why are you seeking information? Why are they seeking information? Why? What? It's over. It's over. There was no seeking information in the San Bernardino shooting. There's no seeking information in the San Bernardino shooting. Case closed. Here's what happened. Just like the FBI knew. They knew. Long before they told us about the conversations that Omar had and his pledging allegiance to ISIS. When we were told about that, the FBI knew. The FBI knew. They already knew. We were getting the information and they were telling us like, hey, we just learned this. Guess what, guys? No, they didn't. They knew about that. Remember. Remember, and people tread lightly on this. Even Trump treads lightly on saying, oh, the FBI, the FBI are good people. The FBI, listen, the FBI answers to the Justice Department. The FBI answers to Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch answers to Obama. Okay, so James Comey, yeah, good guy, honest, thoughtful, all of that. Yes, true, correct. But guess what? He has to do what Obama tells him to do. He has to do what Loretta Lynch tells him to do. End of story. End of story. End of story. There is no, oh, I'm not going to do that. As much as Anderson Cooper thinks that that exists, when you're in government, hell, when you're in any job, and when your superior says, hey, this is what we want you to do, you do it, or you get fired. Or if you don't want to do it, you quit. So the FBI knew. The FBI knew. But just like in San Bernardino, the names were held very, very late. Hell, over at UC Merced, what was it, about a year ago? When the kid stabbed various people. The name wasn't told to anybody for about 30 hours. So it happened in the morning. And all we knew was vague details. And we were told, and this isn't LAPD. This isn't local police. that were giving us this information. This all came from the top. And we were all told that a guy, a kid, was upset because his classmates kicked him out of their study group. Kicked him out of the study group. So then he got mad, got a knife, and stabbed everybody. That's what we knew. And it wasn't until the next day that we found out that the kid was a Muslim. And then a day after that, we found out that he had some ISIS propaganda on him. Matter of fact, I think it was longer than a day. I think it went a day, day and a half to process the fact that, oh, he's a Muslim. And I think it maybe was about a week after, when everyone forgot about it, that it came out that he had ISIS propaganda in his backpack and at his apartment. That's not an accident. Just like what happened Saturday. The FBI knew. The FBI knew that he pledged his allegiance to ISIS. They knew he called a TV station, a producer. It was a friend. He had a friend who was a TV producer. He called him during the massacre. Told him about his pledge to ISIS. And yet we're still being inundated with the killer visited online gay chat rooms. The killer was interested in the gay lifestyle. This wasn't terrorism. Strictly a hate crime. It was strictly a deranged, crazy individual who had a problem with homosexuals because he himself was a homosexual. Same thing with the wife and the fact that they're saying the wife knew of the killer's thirst for attack, not the plan, nothing like that. She just knew his thirst. You can already see that this woman is not going to be charged. Obama has already sent word down, minimize the punishment on the Muslims, minimize. And before you go, oh, like Obama is calling them up, listen. Have to call them up. The people that work around Obama, the people that work for Obama in the various places, are part of Obama's ideology. They're part of his thinking. They don't have to be told to do something. At least it's something like this. A Valerie Jarrett doesn't have to be told Obama's feelings. The hell? There's an anti-American that sits on a panel for Homeland Security. There is a radical Islamist, and I say she's radical because when you're spewing hate for the United States on Twitter, and you are a Muslim, you are a radical Islamist. And there's a radical Islamist that sits on a panel that works with the Department of Homeland Security. This is a fact. It is a fact. We talked about it yesterday. So trust me. Trust me. The wife is not going to be charged. The wife is not going to be charged. That's why they're saying she knew of the killer's thirst, his thirst. And they're going to play the, well, she didn't do anything wrong. Just knowing somebody's thirst isn't a crime. We can't charge her with accessory. We can't charge her for not stopping the massacre. She didn't know exactly when it was going to happen. She didn't know the time. She didn't know the place. She just knew his thirst. She's buying ammunition. She's with him buying ammunition. That's more of a thirst, my friends. She went with him to case out Disneyland. It's more of a thirst, my friend. She went with him to scope out the club. That's more of a thirst, my friend. But if they go after the woman, if they arrest the woman, if they say, yes, she knew and she didn't say anything about it, then it proves Trump 100% right. 100% right. Now he's right, but there's subterfuge. Democrats, the media, they're able to say, well, she didn't know. She didn't know. She didn't know. She only knew of his thirst. So, aha. Aha, you're not right. You're not right, Trump. Mm-mm. You're not right. She didn't know. You're wrong again. Spinning and spinning and spinning.